Get behind me, Satan. Powerful words from Jesus to Peter. We might be thinking to ourselves, boy, it didn't take old St. Peter long to fall off the pedestal that Jesus put him on in last week's gospel. Exactly 3 short verses. Remember, Jesus had called Peter blessed for proclaiming that Jesus was the Christ. He told him that he was the rock upon which Jesus would build the church, and Peter would have the power to forgive sins. So why did Jesus call Peter Satan? You see, Satan knows just as well as Saint Peter that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. What makes him the devil is that he is constantly trying to separate us from God's love, trying to separate us from God's will in our lives. Peter, in rebuking Jesus, is really rebuking God's plan of salvation, Jesus' passion, death, and resurrection. St. Peter's sin was in thinking the way that people of this world think and not the way that God thinks. This world tells us to avoid pain and suffering. Take the easier route. Self-preservation is above all else. Jesus tells his disciples the exact opposite. Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. You see, Peter was trying to separate Jesus' passion and death from his resurrection and glory. Peter told Jesus that he should not have to suffer and die in Jerusalem in order to be glorified by God. You know, Peter was right. Jesus is already God. He didn't need that. But in order to save us from our sins, Jesus followed the plan of his Father in heaven, obedience. It is only through this self-sacrificial love that Jesus died for our sins. Many Christians today are disillusioned by thinking they can share in the glory of Christ without first sharing in his suffering and death. Jesus makes it perfectly clear to Peter that this is not God's plan for Jesus' life. As followers of Christ, it's not God's plan for our lives either. Jesus tells each and every one of us to deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow him. It is only in this way that we are able to live out his example of self-sacrificing love that is most perfectly demonstrated in his passion, death, and resurrection. Jesus then goes on to teach us, whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. These words are probably still one of the most offensive words that our modern world could ever hear. Our culture rejects this teaching and tries to convince us we can live a life of comfortable Christianity, that we don't need to suffer in order to be glorified. This is the mistake St. Peter made in today's gospel. This is the deception of the devil himself. There is no such thing as easy, comfortable Christianity in this fallen world. This is not the life of Christ. This is not the life of the saints who went before us. Jesus is not telling us that life here on earth is not worth living, or that this life is not worth enjoying. He's not telling us this. We are not to despise the goodness that God has given us. But Jesus is telling us that to be a Christian in this world means that we are called to practice self-sacrificial love, a denial of ourselves, and seeking the good of others. Only then will we be following God's will for our lives. This goes against our fallen human nature. It is difficult and hard work, and it can only be achieved through the grace of God. Jesus tells his disciples that if we are looking for him, if we really want to follow him, we must become like our Lord, a suffering servant. Life in this fallen world is full of pain and suffering, full of crosses that we must bear. Our cross can come in the form of financial hardships, physical illness, addictions, abuse, broken relationships, or difficulties at school or in the workplace, to name just a very few. We have all experienced sufferings in more than one way, shape, or form. The great news is that as Catholics, we are members of the mystical body of Christ, and we can find meaning, purpose, and hope in our sufferings if we suffer for the sake of Christ. We must always remember to carry our crosses with Christ instead of trying to carry our crosses by ourselves. The cross that Jesus carries is not of his own making. He never sinned. He never performed an evil act. The cross Jesus carries is our cross. The sin he atones for is our sin. And yet he bears this cross with selfless love for our sake. As baptized brothers and sisters in Christ, we are assured that we are never carrying the cross alone. In the midst of life's sufferings, Jesus is always right there with us and wants to help us. We have also been given the powerful gifts of the Holy Spirit and the Church, our brothers and sisters in Christ, to help us to lift our burdens. Our sufferings become unbearable only when we forget to turn to Christ for the grace to endure. Our sufferings become meaningful only when we unite our sufferings with the sufferings of Jesus Christ on the cross for the salvation of souls and the reparation of sin. The grace that comes from uniting our sufferings with our Lord's sufferings can be used in a powerful way for our own salvation and the salvation of the world. Jesus is telling us God's plan of salvation right here in the gospel. Each and every faithful disciple will receive grace from his suffering and glorification. All graces come from the cross. Only after his crucifixion was Jesus lifted up from this earth in his resurrection and ascension. Every time we receive the sacraments, sanctifying grace flows to us from Calvary. This grace lifts us up and gives us the strength to endure our sufferings in unity with Christ, who is always at our side. It is only through the cross that we will be lifted up in glorification on the last day. Let us pray that in receiving the Eucharist today, we might be strengthened to live out our Christian duty to practice self-sacrificial love for one another. Let us also pray that we can receive the grace that will allow us to willingly accept our crosses in this world. May this grace allow us to have the courage to live out the Father's will in our lives, a sacrificial love that always leads us to live more and more like Christ each and every day. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.